Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the We Are Adult Show, brought to you by Hoppyhead Production. I am your Pokemon Master, Sean. Danny, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Have you? Are you playing Pokemon Go, or are you playing that free Pokemon game on the Switch?
Neither. I ended up getting a 2DS, and I am playing Ultra Sun right now. So I'm hopping islands, catching new Pokemon, and reliving my childhood.
So you're masturbating to the gym master girls?
No, but you know, I did beat up, what was that guy? Office Cubicle Jimmy. Like, there's some weird name going on in this game. It's just like, I'm sorry, brah. You and your Pokemon got in my way. I didn't mean to, like, destroy your, like, only hope that you
had. Your only reason for living?
Yeah.
Maybe you can do some, like, crazy story, and, like, he's the dude from Office Space after you've taken his Pokemon and his will to work. He goes to a hypnotist, and then that's what happens from there.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, because, like, it's, like, it used to be, like, gym leaders, but now there's, like, captains, and you have to go, like, through, I don't know, like, the first one, I had to go in a cave and, like, beat three Pokemon. And then beat another one, and it was just like, all right, you beat this challenge, yay. And I was like, cool, yay. And then instead of Team Rocket, like, stealing Pokemon, there's basically, like, this Skull team, and they're like, we're gonna disrupt people from, you know, completing their challenges, because, you know, that's just lame, and they're super wanked out. So, like, they're doing, like, the hand things, like they're rapping and just being like, oh, and like, they have glasses and, like, but then they have, like, glasses and bandanas over their face, like they're, like, Harley riders. It's a very weird combo, and you're just kind of like, yeah, can we just cut these guys out, like, forever? Like, they don't, this doesn't need to exist. This is bringing the game down.
Well, when you've been making the same game for, you know, however many years.
That's fair.
In infinity number of years, you're going to run out of, like, really cool like bosses to fight, and really cool, like, I guess they didn't want to get accused of overusing Team Rocket.
Yeah. And then, like, go ahead.
I was going to say, so they had to just change it up and bring in something. They thought they'd go different, and sometimes going different for the sake of going different doesn't work.
Like my next example, the new professor, he's not a tree, like a professor tree, and basically, you know, because the land is in basically, like, Hawaii, and so the guy is young, like, the professor looks like he might be, like, 30 or something, and then he literally is in sandals, shorts, and an open lab coat, and is rocking, like, a six-pack. Like, it's just like, what the hell is this?
Well, I remember, like, somebody made the meme of Pokemon just being a game that you're being kicked out of the house for the day so that some random dude can come over and have sex with your mom.
That is true.
No, go hunt Pokemon.
Go.
No, don't come home till dark.
No surprise.
Or maybe stay out for a few weeks. I don't care. No, I'm going to be here banging your mom.
Exactly. but no, it was, it's been pretty fun playing. I mean, it's a lot different getting back into it. And then, of course, like, the new DS system has got dual screens and whatnot. But I was browsing the marketplace, and I realized that now that I have a DS, Danny, I could play Persona Q. I forgot that there was a Persona lingering on.
Oh yes,
on the DS.
Well, you should snatch that right up, since you got so much riches that you can just go out and randomly buy game systems to play one game. At least you can justify it, because now you're playing two games on it.
I was going to play more games. I was just going to try to gradually start my collection. I didn't want to get too ahead of the game and buy, like, a bunch of games and then not play some of them.
You didn't want to have a four or 500 hour backlog?
No.
Nope.
It just seems like a bad strategy.
I don't know. It seems to be working pretty well for me.
You just need to start taking time off and just sitting at home play video games.
Well, I do play video games. To just, you know, when it's, you know, online games and MMOs, it doesn't really help story mode stuff.
No, it doesn't.
Because right now I'm looking at like 7 games in a little pile of just current generation console games that I have to play through. And that's just the physical copies I have. I think I have a couple more on digital downloaded.
Gotcha.
Fun times.
Always a good time.
Oh, man. Speaking of good times, man, Yellowstone is having a fun time party going on up there. There's a geyser that's been dormant pretty much since 2014.
Yep.
That has been going off. It's gone off about 9 or 10 times, and it's been going off about every 6 to 8 days. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the news is doing one of those, like, you know, well, this might not be a sign that the mega volcano under Yellowstone is going to erupt. Here's what would happen to the U.S. if hypothetically it did erupt.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Is it basically hitting the reset button on the U.S.?
Pretty much, like the smoke would just cover all of North America, pretty much for the most part, and the lava would. I'm not sure they didn't show which way the lava would flow because I couldn't see it under their fog of war graphic that they had. But I'm pretty sure that I'm hoping that it would head towards Ohio because there's nothing of importance that way.
Nope.
It's all flyover lava through states.
Think about all the food that'll go away, Danny. You won't have any fantastic food.
That's okay. There'll be less people to eat the food anyways.
Fair enough.
Maybe it'll go towards Canada. America's hat.
America's newest enemy.
Yes, America's newest enemy. Are they going to start imposing a tariff on hockey and poutine?
Maybe.
I'm just waiting for the days that all the Tim Hortons get kicked out of the U.S. because they're recruitment centers for the enemy.
Who knows?
Like, if some, you know, they just start hiring like FBI workers and CIA employees to work the Tim Hortons, and somebody comes in with a Canadian accent, they immediately get shot on site.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'll have a coffee, eh?
What about all those American coffees, like Starbucks, that are just going out of business because of these crazy invasive species?
Exactly. Well, I'm pretty sure I haven't heard anybody getting arrested for having to go to the bathroom at a Tim Hortons.
They're just not looking at it the right way.
No, they're the most polite enemy we've ever had. We're invading, eh? I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry, a boot that.
You want to give me go. A boot?
A boot? He's threatening me with his boot. Shoot him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but so all these news sites are rushing to get, you know, stories out about the geyser. And, of course, a lot of the stories are just. Yeah, scientists don't really know why it's happening. But it either could be a sign that the volcano is going to erupt, or it's just letting off pressure, or it's just something that happens every so often and that we weren't really paying attention to because volcanoes weren't erupting all over the earth at the same time in the past. So it could be something, or it could all be dead in the next couple months. We never know.
We're going to have the biggest volcano. It's going to be huge.
Huge.
I don't know if I want the biggest volcano.
it's not called a super volcano for nothing. Go big or go home.
I'll go home.
I gotta stay home. I don't need to go that big. I don't lava it that much.
Oh my God, Jesus. Man. When did you think you were ever gonna drop that volcano pun?
I just literally, like, as I said it, I was deciding whether or not I should say it or not, and I decided I probably shouldn't say it, but at that point it was too late.
It's okay.
I jackknifed at the fork on the road.
I'm sure you're happy about it, so.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I kind of had instant regret. So I started actually watching one of Marvel's many, 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 many television shows that they're making between standard television and Netflix.
Okay.
Oh, man. I jumped onto the Cloak and Dagger bandwagon on the Freeform Network.
What's the Freeform Network?
I'm glad you asked, Sean.
Perfect segue.
Yes. Occasionally things go right. Freeform used to be the Family Channel.
Mm-hmm.
But then they got a little too experimental. And they did this program, this thing where, like, at 7 and 8 o'clock, they would show shows that the whole family could watch, right?
Yep.
Little kids, tweens and teenagers. And then at like 9 o'clock, when you put the little kids to bed, they showed shows that the tweens and the teens could watch. It was a little more serious, but still a little more wholehearted and lesson learned. And then at 10 o'clock, when the tweens are supposed to be in bed, they started showing some like hardcore porn. No, they just started showing stuff with more like serious messages. So it's like that's when they started getting shows like that one, where it was like the Noah's Ark of foster kids living with a lesbian mixed race couple. That one was like a cop and one was, I don't know, Hitler, whatever they had to do to make it like to fit every possible scenario in.
I heard,
and then there was like the Dirty Rotten Liar.
Ark and orphans, and just thought like, who was rounding up different kinds of orphans in twos to put on a boat?
Well, it was only
put on
one.
A boot.
Oh man, the Canadian Hokey Pokey is the best because that's what it's all about. We're gonna milk that one. Actually, we've already milked that one too long, but we're gonna keep going.
Let's keep just beating that dead horse a little bit more.
Yes. Till the buzzers kick us off it.
Exactly.
And they had other shows like Dirty Rotten Liars or something like that where like it was I Know What You Did Last Summer, but worse.
Gotcha.
And so people like got all upset because it's like, wait, this is called the Family Channel. Why are you showing shows that I can't show my 4-year-old? And then they're like, well, why is your 4-year-old up at 10 o'clock at night? Is the more important question.
No, it's not. It's why are you playing things at 4 o'clock in the morning that
my 4-year-old can't watch? Yes. My 4-year-old's bedtime is midnight, like every other 4-year-old's, because that's what time I go to bed. So they changed the name of the network because people are idiots. That's pretty much why it's called Freeform now, because Family Channel had people confused and they weren't understanding the whole concept of kids at a certain age should probably be in bed by a certain time during the school year.
Nope.
So, for the first episode, for the first week, they did 2 episodes back to back. So it was like, advertising it as a 2-hour special premiere, but it was just 2 episodes. So that's kind of cool. Like I TiVo'd it, watched an episode, and then the next day watched the next episode. So I didn't have to sit and watch like a full 2-hour movie.
Yeah. So what is Cloak and Dagger are kind of like, their names kind of come up every now and again in the Marvel universe. And, I've seen the book every once in a while. Like, what is it about? Because, like, I have never, like, left the feet and dove into what is this about.
So, basically, they're, and depending on what, of course, Marvel and they're crazy depending on the origin story.
Yeah.
Shit. Because they like in the Ultimate Universe, for example, there was a black guy and a white girl, high school, and they were on their way to prom, and they got in an accident in the limo, and they were basically like their bodies were purchased from the hospital because they were going to die, and then this company experimented on them and they gained superpowers. Mm-hmm. And this one, it's kind of a loose tie-in to like the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff because there's this dark matter or something like that they brought up. And, the girl was like in ballet and then her dad picked her up late and he's some sort of research scientist and he's on a bridge, like looking at some like oil Derek and talking to somebody on the phone, talking about how they're bypassing safety protocol. And if that thing collapses, then it's going to cause problems. And sure enough, there's an explosion and it starts creaking over and they get hit by a car and she ends up in the water and her dad's like out. Mm-hmm. And then, meanwhile, the kid, his brother and his friends were going to go take back a stereo that they installed in somebody's car, but the guy never paid them. So they're just going to take their property back. But then the brother backed out, and the friends kind of like, well, if you're not going to end up with this, we're not going to do it. And so then the little brother decided to, you know, help his brother, quote unquote, help his brother out by taking the car. And then as they're getting ready to take it back, the cops show up and they end up getting chased, and the brother gets shot and falls in the water, and the little brother jumps in to save him. And as they're in the water, there's like this explosion and this, like, you know, effect of special superpowers being spread through the water. Mm-hmm. And so then he saves her. And so basically their powers kind of feed off each other, and he can teleport.
Yeah.
He can basically create teleportation portals, and he can teleport himself. And then she uses basically as like light. So they're opposites. Like, he's dark powers and she's light. So she can use her light to manifest. Like, she made a knife and like stabbed a guy that was attacking her. And so they really haven't gone too much into exploring their powers yet, like 3 episodes in. You know, I was reading some stuff, trying to see what people are saying. I guess it's flying under the radar of the anti-SJW people, because they're super minor characters and it's on a quote-unquote teenage channel. Mm-hmm. But they're doing a really good job of like telling a story about the people, not necessarily about their powers. And that's what they're seemingly focusing on. They haven't really made – there's nobody who's even – I don't see as being a potential villain. Mm-hmm. Other than the name, this corporation that her dad used to work for, the Roxxon Corporation.
Gotcha.
Which is, you know, comes up in Marvel. You know, that's kind of like Luthor. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, the Amanda Waller's Corporation that she was, where they cloned Superman and made Super Power Girl.
Okay.
Whatever that was. I can't remember the name of that off the top of my head, because nobody cares about DC, really.
Nobody does.
No. But, you know, I was just expecting somebody to, you know, a lot of just bad mouthing it on the internet, because that's how the internet is anymore. But the only thing a couple of things that I saw were actually positive and saying that the story they're setting up is interesting. So the tonight, of course, you know, the tagline for tonight's episode, one will live and one will die. So, you know, I don't know if that means, it doesn't mean Cloak and Dagger, because if that's the case, then the show would end. So there's a few characters where there's conflict between them, and so I could see it being one of them. And of course they're using that clickbaity tagline to try to get people to watch it. Mm-hmm. So it's only 10 episodes and I'm already 3 in. Okay. So it's a Thursday nights Freeform. I'm sure if you have Freeform, you probably have it on demand, or you can watch it on the interweb somewhere. I'm sure they have a app or a chat website where you can view it, but it's pretty good.
That's good to hear.
The characters are all believable. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not, like, it's not badly acted. It's a solid show. Like, from what I'm hearing, all other Marvel shows are.
Yeah. Okay. That's good to hear.
So, you mentioned that you were watching an anime.
Yeah. Started an anime on Sunday morning, because, you know, Danny, I lived a hard life this week and worked 4 days instead of 3 days this week, so...
Well, I mean, when you say it like that, like, nobody knows. Like, people think, oh, it's like, okay, so you worked, what, 24 hours? Or you worked, like, how many hours in that 4 days did you work?
That's a great question. I know, I can't even tell you.
I mean, it's probably, like, 50, 45 or 50, right?
Yeah, it's about 50 hours, I believe. Right. Yeah.
So. Okay, so that's, it was a good chunk. When you say you worked, like, 4 days, but then it's like, I worked more time in 4 days than most people work in 5 or even 6.
I just enjoy the shit you give me.
I'm actually giving you credit this time, Sean.
I appreciate it. I figured you were gonna pull the violin out.
note this moment. Take a screenshot of the audio, and then frame it on your wall, because that's probably not going to happen very often.
Exactly. So I don't even know. I was just browsing BRB. I think. After work Saturday night into Sunday morning, because we didn't work 12 hours. We only worked an 8-hour shift. So, and it was just...
only 8 hours, huh?
Yeah. So I wanted to kill some time and stay up for a little bit longer so I could kind of get into the flipping my schedule to the night shift. So I ended up watching In Another World with my smartphone. Because usually when an anime has a really weird name, I've noticed, like, it's actually pretty good. Like some of our previous ones.
Right, and I actually have that one on my watch list amongst, like, the other 20 or 30 that are on there now.
Mm-hmm. So there is, it's only 12 episodes long, so, and, you know, they definitely, it definitely sounds like there's going to be more to it after watching the last episode. It wasn't, like, cliffhanging, and obviously I don't want to spoil anything, but it definitely sounds like, you know, there's supposed to be more episodes coming at some point. We should get another season. But basically, the premise of the show is God accidentally kills this kid that's like in high school, and so God's talking to him in the beginning of the first episode. He's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to like drop lightning and accidentally kill you and whatnot. Like, it's my fault. He's like, you know, I'll let you go back, or I'll bring you back alive, but you can't be in like the same world. And then he's like, oh, okay. He's like, well, is there anything that you want that like to take with you, or any kind of knowledge or anything I could provide as a present? And he's like, I'll bring my smartphone. And you're just kind of like, what? All right, whatever. And then like, it's kind of funny because he's like, well, there's no electricity. And God's like, he's like, we'll just make it powered by magic. He's like, there's magic? He's like, yeah. And so, like, he teleports in. And, of course, like, it's one of those animes where, like, the main character is, like, way too overpowered. And like, so basically, he just finds out, like, in the first episode, like, he could do basically whatever he wants. And then he uses his smartphone. Actually, I was actually impressed. He doesn't use his smartphone, like, all the time, like you think it would be. It's actually not so often. So, which made it nice, because I was gonna be kind of irritated if everything was gonna be solved by his smartphone, but it's not. But it is a fun, lighthearted harem. So he basically does, like, kind of just build a posse of girls around him. And of course,
a posse of pussy?
Like, yeah. And of course, like, you know, it's like the typical, like, he's like the most powerful person around, and like one character goes, oh, you're super, it's hard to believe that you're so powerful when you get basically bossed around by all these girls. it's pretty funny. I think it was, go ahead.
I was going to say, so they brought some realism into the show?
Yeah, it was kind of made fun of it itself a little bit in there. And then, but it was like, even though like, it wasn't really an anime about fighting, it was really about the relationships with everybody. And so I think it did a good job, even though he is like way too powerful. Like, the story isn't about like crazy epic fights. It's about like, you know, the relationships that they have going on. So it made it, like, it kind of made sense that the fight scenes would be shortened because of how he was so powerful. But overall, I thought it was, like, a serious 7 or 8 out of 10. Like, it wasn't my favorite anime, but it was definitely worth watching. And if you don't have inherent, like, any anime to watch, and you want to watch something that's going to be easy to watch without, like, any crazy seriousness going on, like, this is something that I would recommend watching.
And it's readily available on our anime viewing platform of choice, VRV.
VRV. Notice me, senpai.
Please. But I was going to say, it sounds a lot like, I just had it in my head, the one where they're trapped in the game, and if they died in the game, they're going to die in real life. Sword Art Online. Thank you very much for reminding me of me. But it kind of reminds me of, from what your description is, it reminds me of Sword Art Online, where a lot of people complained that the main character was OP and that it was just a stupid harem show. But then they also complained that there wasn't very many fight scenes. And then it's like, why would this main character who is OP go to lower levels and do all these Robin Hood type things? And it's like, well, that's the point. That's his character. Like, he feels some sort of angst about something going on in his real life. And now he's trying to write it in the write that wrong in the show. So. Yeah. It's not about him being overpowered. is irrelevant because it's about his relationship with one or more characters and him trying to go around and help people that are in need.
Yep, exactly.
Spot that on sounds chat. Pretty cool. I have a few moments of being right here and there, but based on your recommendation, I'll definitely have to give it a watch. But I'm falling further and further behind on like the shows that I started watching that are up this season, like the third season of third iteration, I guess, of Sword Art Online, the Gun Gale Online.
Yeah, that is true. I haven't watched any Sword Online, so I don't have to worry about that at least.
Yeah, I think I only watched like the first like three episodes, and they're already up to like 10 or 12.
Yeah,
I think the season might be over yet by now.
Probably. I'm pretty decently caught up on my shows. I think Darling in the Franxx is ending here soon. I don't know what's going on. Like it's like a major cliffhanger just happened. And like I think the whole subreddit of Darling in the Franxx is basically like if this is the last episode and we have to wait for season two, there's gonna be a shit ton of raging. And then so basically like everybody's kinda waiting for this Saturday to see like is there another episode or is there not another episode? So
it would be amazing if there was another episode. But it had nothing to do with the plot. It was like a side story just to troll everybody.
Oh my god, there would be so much fucking rage. Because the subreddit, Darling the Franxx, is the most ridiculous, has the most ridiculous memes I've ever seen in my life. Like, just, it's not even, like, funny, like, how bad it is.
Right, and that's one thing that sucks about, you know, being somebody that does actually makes quality creative things for people's enjoyment, like whether it's, you know, video games or movies or TV shows, where it's like, you know, people want, they start developing their own fan fiction, whether they want to admit it or not. You know, they kind of see in their own mind how the story's going to go, and basically from there they fill in the blanks, and, you know, until the show goes there, it's all fan fiction, right?
True.
And so that's, you know, a lot of problems are, it's like, well, that's not what I wanted to have happen. That's, you know, a lot of the complaints about the episode 8 and Star Wars, because we didn't find out who, you know, Snoke was. We didn't find this. We didn't find out who Rey's parents were. The wrong love interest was hooked up with the wrong person, and so people were just basically mad that their fan fiction wasn't coming true. And so, you know, maybe that cliffhanger is what people need. If you can't wait like 6 months or whatever, then there's something wrong with you.
Danny, remember in anime, sometimes the next season or the next episode is just never made.
True, but this one seems to be pretty. This one seems to be on the level of Attack on Titan and other like really popular animes that are continuing going. Because pretty much every artist that I follow on Instagram has done at least one, if not multiple, commissions or just fun for themselves drawings of the main girl from the show.
That's fair. Everybody loves Zero Two.
So I don't see this one not being made into any more, especially, like you said, if there's a passionate fan following on Reddit and stuff. I can't imagine them just letting it die. It's not like there's nobody watching it or nobody talking about it.
That's true.
Speaking of continuations, they released a trailer for How to Train Your Dragon 3.
Yeah, I was watching that last week. I didn't realize they were going to come out with another one, and it's kind of interesting like that they're actually aging the characters a little bit and not just, you know, keeping them all like the same. So I think that was one of the most interesting things that, you know, I thought about.
Right, and it definitely seems like this movie is being told through flashback.
Probably.
Because the opening is talking about, you know, back in my day, we had dragons. And then they cut to when he looks younger, because when they first show him, he has like a beard and he looks like a grizzled Viking. And then they show him again and he's a kid.
Yeah.
Or, you know, at least younger. So maybe something happens. So I don't know. We'll have to see. It seems pretty dark and mysterious.
Yeah, no, it was kind of, I don't know, like, how strong the villain is going to be, though. You know what I mean? Like, I was going to say episode 2, but that's incorrect. in the second movie, the villain was able to control all dragons. like with whatever his magic or technique or whatever that was. So it's just kind of like, and like the series of events, you know, how he took over the main dragon and killed his dad, and like there was a lot of like emotion going on, and like he was almost like unstoppable. Like, I just don't know like how this next villain is gonna be good. Like, how do you top the guy that controlled all dragons and literally killed off one of the most loved characters of the franchise?
Right, and maybe this one isn't necessarily about how strong the villain is, more about how it's like that line in the trailer that he talks about, you're nothing without your dragon. Yeah. You know, and I'm sure it's going to be something that's going to have to come into play somehow, whether, you know, that's when Toothless dies or Toothless disappears or whatever, but it's definitely going to be interesting. And there's been a couple memes being made already, and one of the memes shows how his growth compares to Steve Rogers as Captain America.
Yeah.
So it's like they showed a picture of him from the first movie, and they showed like Steve Rogers pre-growth, super serum.
Yeah.
And then the second movie was like post super serum, and then the new one when he has the beard and all that stuff is like Avengers Captain America, where he has the beard and just is angry.
Yeah. That's fair.
They're not wrong.
No, I see. I think the Packers subreddit did one with Aaron Rodgers too.
Really?
Yeah. It's a high quality meme now.
It is. Very high quality. You should invest in the meme economy.
I did set up a meme of what's that one rapper? Where he does like he does the one where he doesn't like it, he puts his hand up and then
Drake.
Yeah, Drake. I put it up on one of the TV down in one of the work areas. And I put in my old peer, since I've switched apartments, I put Drake with his hand up. I said put Bainey's beard, and then I put and then with Drake pointing, I put Barone's beard. Never got any comments from him, so I don't know if somebody changed it before he saw it, but I got there was a couple of laughs from the night crew when they saw it.
Maybe they're just building your case in HR and waiting to call you in when you least expect it.
You know what? That's fine. I'm okay with that. I just keep telling everybody my brewery's going to start sooner if I get fired, so it's okay.
You have to move in to Ernest, help like cohabitate with them.
Let me be here.
Yes, let me be here and sell my beer.
Exactly.
You know, there's a kind of a, to me, I don't know, I'm not going to say disturbing because that makes it a little more, I guess, overblown, but it's definitely an annoying trend with movies and studios where they show like a trailer so far out, you know, and it's not just movies, I guess, because even like tickets, like when you buy tickets to a concert,
yeah,
you know, like three or four months ago, the Elton John tickets went on sale for concerts that take place, you know, in like July of next year.
Yeah.
So they released a trailer for Dumbo, the first trailer for the live action Dumbo movie that doesn't come out until March of 2019.
Just to get that hype up, man.
Well, why not wait until, I don't know, like September or October or even November? Like, give it, like, it used to be 6 months out, not 10 months out.
It's because they want people to talk about it. Like, they just want to do a little trailer just to get people to talk about it and start hyping it. They'll do, like, the actual trailer later.
Well, that's fucking bullshit, because no one's talking about it.
That's true. We're talking about it.
That's the joke.
You're a terrible joke writer.
I'm not right. It's not written down. So there you go. Take that, facts. But I don't know, man. Like, Dumbo looks pretty good in the movie. The special effects of his ears, and they do a quick spoiler alert. They do a quick shot of him flying at the end. Just quick, I don't know, half 2 seconds of him.
Yeah.
They don't really spoil anything, I guess. But what is there to spoil from Dumbo, unless they're going to change the story completely and make some sort of weird Cruella de Vil style bad guy or something? I don't know, but it looks pretty interesting. I know my wife was definitely happy when she saw the magic of him flying through the sky with the greatest of ease.
I believe that.
I got a little giddy too. It looked pretty good.
As giddy as Winnie the Pooh?
Maybe, but not quite. But it also looks like in the movie, he had like a Jiminy Cricket-esque character that was a crow.
Hmm.
And so that character wasn't shown in the movie, but they showed a couple, you know, there's like a dad and two kids, a son and a daughter. So they're thinking maybe they're the ones taking place of the crow, the kids are. Because they weren't any kids in the movie. It was like the ringmaster and the circus people, but no kids.
That's fair.
So it'll be interesting to see. Because you know they're not going to keep the story exactly the same as the, you know, Disney animated movie, because they never do. But it's just always interesting to see where they what they pick and choose to change and what they pick and choose to keep the same.
True. That is true. I think it was interesting the way that they're doing the... I kind of like the way they're doing the Winnie the Pooh movie, where it's like Christopher Robin is older and has kind of forgot his way, versus like, you know, just trying to make it to where it was like a little kid, like it's him as a kid, you know, running around.
Right. So basically what you're saying is you're really happy that they stole the plot of Hook?
I guess we could just go with that, if that's what you wanted. If that's the way you want to describe it, then... Sure, Danny. Sure.
The only thing that gives it a pass is that Ewan McGregor's in it, and we're not going to have to see his cock.
Hopefully he does some poor stuff like in his other movies that are not Jedi related.
Yes.
He's able to dodge missiles in other movies pretty well, so.
Right. But then again, he hasn't shown his cock in a movie for a while. Even, the remake, not the remake, but the sequel to Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, or Snatch, or whichever one it was, the heroin movie that he was in, that they made a sequel of. I can't remember the name of it now. But anyways. But yeah, so Dumbo trailer's out. It doesn't come out until March. And they did release a longer trailer for Winnie the Pooh that they showed before The Incredibles 3. That was the first time I had seen that. Mm. Did you see that, Sean?
No. I did not go on a cinematic adventure this week, unfortunately.
No. So they showed us, you know, Pixar always shows a short before their movies. And this one, I'd kind of seen kind of some of the stills from it on Instagram and stuff, and it was basically about a Chinese dumpling, a bao bun, that comes to life.
Oh, okay.
And trying to figure out, you know, if we could go to dim sum after watching this without feeling guilty.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. It's definitely one of the more symbology filled Pixar shorts out of all of them, and it kind of goes a little Twilight Zone-y, but it's pretty good. It's, you know, it's the right length, no dialogue, all sound, all music, mm-hmm. you know, sounds and stuff. But they, you know, whoever writes those stories are amazing, because they do a really good job of telling a deep story with no dialogue in just a few short minutes.
Yeah. No, they definitely do a good job on their shorts. They've always been, like, fun to watch. It doesn't ever feel like a waste of time. So, I agree.
Right, and one thing that kind of sucks about them is a lot of theaters start, like, after the first week or two, that a lot of theaters start pulling them out. They stop showing the short before the movie, because if they, you know, stop doing that, then they could probably fit like one more screening of the movie in, you know.
Yeah, that's fair.
A day, so you got to make that money.
You got to.
So then. After a long wait of 14 years and all the gatekeeping on the internet telling people that if you didn't see Incredibles 2 in theater, and if you haven't seen Incredibles, and I don't know why I wrote this was Incredibles 3, it's only 2. Yeah. I'm hoping for the future. But, yeah, you know, people gatekeeping that if you didn't see Incredibles in theaters, then you don't get to see Incredibles 2 in theaters, because this movie isn't for you, it's for me. And it's like, nope, it's still for kids. They don't give a crap about you as an adult in your 30s that watched it when you're like 13, 12 or whatever the first time. 14 or 15, you're almost 30 years old, you're an adult. Bring your kids. It's for your kids.
Was it very kidsy?
You know what? It definitely felt like the best Fantastic Four X-Men crossover you would ever get.
Interesting.
Like it takes place immediately, pretty much immediately after the end of the first movie.
Okay.
Where, if you haven't seen it, spoilers, the Underminer pops up from under the ground and declares that he's, you know, his presence.
Gotcha.
And they kind of spring into action, and so it kind of shows what happens from there and continues on. And the only complaint I have about this movie is, if you've ever watched a movie before, you're going to have a 50-50 shot at guessing who the bad guy is about 20 minutes into the movie.
That's fair.
Just because of dialogue said, you know?
Yeah.
And you're not wrong. I'm like watching it, I'm like, oh man, I really hope it's like one of these two wasn't the enemy, because that would be a great story. And then it was one of them, and I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. I understand why, you know. And of course, you know, people are posting things like 7 unanswered questions from Incredibles, and it's like, well, what happens here, and why is this happening? And it's like, didn't you
watch the movie?
Nope. A and B,
they're asking.
Yeah, and B, it's a kids movie, man. It's not really, it's a lot deeper than it should be for a kids movie. So they kind of got to keep something simple. And I'm going to break your heart a little bit, Sean.
Okay.
You were right in not a good way about the only interaction between Frozone and his wife being in the trailer.
God damn it. I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Yeah.
I hate when I'm right.
I know. So do I. That's why maybe that's why you grace us with it not happening very often.
Maybe.
But there is nothing after the trailer either. I mean, after the credits.
Yeah.
So I save you a few minutes there.
Oh, okay.
Took one for the team there. Stood and waited through. And I was hoping, you know, because they did the Underminer last time. They didn't do anything this time.
Oh, I thought he came. I didn't realize that the Underminer came out like that far after the trailer.
Okay, I thought maybe he was either like mid-credits or post-credits, but I don't remember. That was 14 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I don't remember.
I was a young man then. I couldn't grow a beard. Way. I couldn't grow a beard, but I could grow erections. But apparently they have pills to solve the problems that I have now.
I guess so.
But it's definitely worth a watch. They changed. The only thing that they changed from the voice cast is they changed the voice of Dash.
Hmm.
Because the guy that did the voice the first time is now a man with a deep voice, so it would have been a little awkward to have Dash being a little kid still with like a super bassy voice. So they just had to go rehire a new kid.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And I'm going to tell you right now, the best scenes in the movie are the ones with Edna in it. And there are not enough of them.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. You should go if you get a chance to check it out. If not, if not in theaters, at least, you know,
check
on the DVD or check it out. Redbox it, RedTube it, whatever you have to do. Whatever. Yeah.
However long you want to wait.
Yes. Oh, man. So, thanks to New Japan Wrestling and Bullet Club, I've been kind of getting sucked back into the whole wrestling scene.
I'm not surprised.
And a podcast that I listened to called The Geek Offensive, they kind of have different themed shows mixed in. So, like, but one episode, one of the shows they do is a UFC I'm going to say a recap, but they do it for the upcoming fight, like a preview. There's a word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
A UFC preview. And so right now they did the worst trade possible between UFC and WWE.
Yeah.
It's one of those trades where nobody won. So, CM Punk, who was really popular when he was, you know, in the indie scene, ended up signing, worked his way up through the system and made the WWE. And he was really popular amongst kids. He had this, his character's persona that he was like straight edge, you know, and he came out and, you know, he told the truth. He told it like it was. So, you know, he was really popular with the fans. He was super over.
Yeah.
He decided to stop. He wasn't wrestling anymore. So he decided to go over to UFC and he, ended up losing his first fight. Pretty soundly. So then the way they rewarded him for losing his first fight was they put him up against another competitor that lost his first fight.
Uh-huh.
So it was like two fighters that were 0-1.
Okay.
And I even think the other guy was like 0-2, but so then they kind of pissed a lot of people off because, you know, the name CM Punk was big and then the UFC event was taking place in Chicago, which was his hometown.
Yeah.
And anytime WWE went into Chicago with them, they made a big scene about it. You know, they gave him a special entry and all this stuff. So they actually placed him on the pay-per-view card as opposed to the pre-card that was free on regular TV.
Yeah.
Even though there was a lot more deserving fighters on the undercard that probably should have taken the place of the bottom fight with CM Punk and this dude, this other dude.
Yeah.
And sure enough, CM Punk lost. Oh, yeah. No, that's – I mean, I guess you got to make money because if you're in Chicago, why not have the Chicago boy?
Exactly.
So CM Punk lost. Dana White talked about how much the guy that beat CM Punk sucked, and they pretty much fired him on the spot.
Wow.
And then the fact that CM Punk lost to him, he sucked even more. So they fired him too.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah, so maybe he's supposed to do some, like, appearance with – the Ring of Honor people, Cody Rhodes and all them, at their event in Chicago for All In next month.
Yeah.
But as of now, it's just supposed to be like a meet and greet kind of appearance. It doesn't appear that he signed to perform in the ring.
Yeah.
But you never know. I mean, it's Chicago. He's a free agent again. People want to see him wrestle again. It wouldn't surprise me. Unless he's just that, like, anti-wrestler now, you know?
Yeah.
But then WWE picked up Ronda Rousey.
Oh boy!
And
so wait, did Ron? So she's like not contracted by the UFC anymore?
No.
Really?
As far as I know, no.
Dang.
But so she showed up right before WrestleMania, and she ended up getting involved in a match where it was, her and Kurt Angle versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon as a mixed tag team.
How is Triple H and Stephanie still wrestling?
They just show up for WrestleMania.
Okay.
I mean, same reason how is Kurt Angle still wrestling?
That's fair. I got you.
I mean, Triple H at least looks like he can wrestle because he's taken more steroids than any. He's probably had more, you know, horse semen inside of him than, you know, any, you know, Philly around. Yeah. But, I mean, when you run the company, you don't have to, and you decide who gets tested when, it doesn't matter, I guess, right?
True. Very true.
And so, they tried to make her a face, or a good guy, and she has that super, like, resting bitch face.
Yeah.
And she's not a good talker. She's kind of like a Roman Reigns type. To me, like, her rise kind of reminds me of Roman Reigns, where WWE wanted Roman Reigns because he's The Rock's cousin.
Yeah.
And he's big, and he's Samoan, and so kind of reminds me a little bit like Jason Momoa-ish, where, you know, even as a dude, you're like, wow, he's not bad looking.
Mm-hmm.
And so they tried to push him over as a face, I mean, and the crowd just wasn't having it because they were forcing it on them.
Yeah.
And so he started getting more boos than cheers. And so kind of the same thing with Ronda Rousey, where she just wasn't going over with the crowd. They weren't really liking her too much. A lot of people were upset because they thought she was disrespecting Rowdy Roddy Piper, who passed away, because she's wearing her nickname UFC was Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Mm.
And she actually, you know, before he passed away, had met Rowdy Roddy Piper, and he thought it was pretty cool that she had that nickname and basically blessed her with it and let her carry it on, you know?
Yeah.
So my thing, I'm thinking, it's like, well, if it's good, if he's okay with it, then why can't you be? Yeah. I mean, it's his nickname, not yours.
That's true.
So this week, Alexa Bliss was out there. She had won the Money in the Bank match and was able to like claim the championship because the champion that's holding it now is out because she's injured, so it was vacant. So basically, by winning that match, you got the championship.
Gotcha.
And she basically won it because she hit Ronda over the head with the briefcase. And so, of course, she's out there talking, and Kurt Angle's out there with her, and Ronda Rousey comes out. And, man, Alexa Bliss, dude, if you want to watch, like, a hilarious person in the ring, watch her, go, like, look up her videos, man. Like, there's her and there's Kevin Owens.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably, like, the best for a long time, since, like, The Rock in his prime, of just in-ring talking.
Yeah.
Just getting the crowd going. Like, Kevin Owens, they're both heels, and they both do it very well, where they kind of get the crowd on their side and then just say something or do something, and immediately the crowd's booing them. Like, the whole crowd, you know?
Yeah.
And I would love to see a tag team with the two of them where they just tear into everybody. But so she was out there like just talking shit to Ronda, and Ronda ends up picking up the briefcase and beating her down and attacks Kurt Angle. And of course, you know, Kurt doesn't sell it at all. Like, he's the, I don't know if he just doesn't trust Ronda. He's like, I'm tired of getting hit in the head with briefcases, or I'm too old for this shit. But he like, it doesn't even, it, like, he has his hands up and out, like he's ready to block it, like before she even starts swinging.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not selling this for you. So as a result of that, she's been suspended for like 30 days.
Really?
Yes.
Jeez.
And, you know, people are reading comments on YouTube. I guess there's some sort of event going on honoring like some of the past champions for UFC. So I think they let her go so that she can attend that, I guess. Mm. Or maybe they're going to like have her be quote unquote come back and be a heel and do a turn.
See, so how it pays out.
Right, because again, like, she's not the toxer that Alexa Bliss is. Her and Roman Reigns would just make the worst tag team partner ever, because they would just stand there and just say stupid shit and everyone would just make fun of them for it.
If you're already hated, you might as well be the heel, right?
Yes, because like there's one promo where Roman Reigns and John Cena are trying to go toe-to-toe in the ring, and granted, that's one thing that John Cena is like really excels at is in-ring stuff. And John Cena goes off script, and he's like, wait, come on, man, why are you here out here? We're supposed to do a promo for this thing. If you can't do it right, then just go back to the locker room.
That's funny.
Yes. So I could see something like that happening with Ronda Rousey, too. Like, she needs to be part of a team, like Roman Reigns was with the Shield, which I guess appropriately named because they protected him from talking.
Oh man, that's funny.
You know what the best part about this is?
What?
Is they can all kick our asses easily.
Probably.
And we're just saying horrible mean things about them. But they're not, I mean, I'm not wrong. Roman Reigns is a horrible in-ring mic person, and Ronda Rousey is too.
Yeah.
But they can't do anything about it. Haha. Sure. Yeah, the power of the internet.
Yeah, I really wouldn't want to take a punch from Ronda. I mean, just saying.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're into like rough sex, it might be worth it.
Leave the moneymaker alone.
Yes. So, it'd be kind of interesting to see what happens with their careers, because I don't know if they're done, unless Ronda's going to go back to acting again, because that's why she got out of UFC the first place, was to go act.
I guess people aren't sending her a bunch of money these days, huh?
Nope. Well, I mean, she was, like, again, I mean, she's not, that's why The Rock is a great actor, because he's, you know, and John Cena, you know, is getting mainstream roles, is because, you know, being in the ring is basically being in theater. You know, you have to act, right. You have to be able to perform, so kind of translates well to being on screen. So if you can't carry yourself in the ring, you're going to have a hard time carrying yourself on screen.
No, I agree. All right, everybody, that's it for today's show. Thank you guys for hanging out for another fantastic episode. Hopefully, we don't get attacked by the Canadians, but we should be, we'll be all right. Sorry about
that.
Catch us on the on the Facebook.
Oh man, just stomping that curb stomping that dead horse at this point.
Dang, you know what? That wasn't even planned. That was just like as soon as I said face, and my mind was just like insert joke here.
Insert culturally insensitive joke here.
Something like
you know,
that.
They talk about like it's like the Canadians are the last group of people that's okay to be racist against.
True. Anyways, make sure you're following us on Facebook, Instagram, Podbean, iTunes, Google Play. Leave the 5 stars. Leave whatever other comments you want to. Danny, it was another fun-filled afternoon, man.
Definitely, sir.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Next time.